This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The science of lies. That's what leftism is. It is the science and execution of lies. Lies and propaganda. Made up stuff to fit narratives. Because the people that tell you that they're really smart are fearful that you'll find out that they are really... You fill in the blank. I'll fill it in for you right now, though. I think they're dumb. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've said publicly on this radio show... Multiple times, I haven't said it in a while, I will debate any leftist on any of the lame brain ideas that they bring up. There is no God, the scamdemic of Wu Flu and the science behind it, the scam of global climate change, you name it, the scam of poverty in Black America, racism, etc. I will debate them anytime, anywhere, on this show, on their shows. In a public forum, you name it, bring all your experts with their hockey stick maps of, you know, or charts and what have you. I'll debate any of them anytime, anywhere, and I will defeat them. Essentially, get the people with the intellect of a Jordan Peterson that they think exists. By the way, I think Jordan Peterson is one of the brightest guys on the planet. But I'll tell you this. If Jordan Peterson ever has a conversation with me, about any of the topics in the way that I think, let me tell you what he will do. He will stop and go, that is a very interesting point. And he will pull out his notebook and he'll start taking notes. I'm not saying that to brag. I know the way he thinks. I've taken notes with stuff that he says. And we can learn from each other. Let me tell you, because he is a pragmatist, because this guy is looking at things through the lens of truth, we can have conversations that would be mind-blowing. By the way, we're going to be introducing you guys to a guy. His name is Michael Bowen. And he's a sage. He's as deep as Thomas Sowell, and you don't even know his name. You're going to get introduced to Michael soon. The point I'm making about leftism is I'm not afraid to debate him. I don't know how to make it more clear. I've had people tell me, Kevin, you won't go on soon. I will go anywhere, anytime to debate a leftist on these topics, the things that I just described. And I don't need any backup. I will just have a general discussion with the people in the audience, and I will absolutely destroy any of these so-called intelligentsia. I will show you the science of their lies. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I am Kevin Jackson, and I'm not telling you I'm the smartest guy in the world. I'm not. Not by far. But the stuff I know cold. And there is no backing me down because I have the evidence. I'm discerning enough. I can look at the world. I can look at what I've seen from other people. I can take what I know inherently from my own, you know, feelings and emotions and, you know, quite frankly, just what I've witnessed. And I put it all together and God has given me the ability to discern it. And to boil it down to its essence and say, yay or nay. And when it's done like that, don't ask me how, but it is done to the hilt. Irrefutable. I will make any of these global warming people eat their... They will literally eat themselves in front of you. Remember how Dr. Lecter fed that dude, played by Ray Liotta, whatever his name was, the FBI guy, fed him his own brain? That's what I will do to leftists. You'll hear me sizzling their brain. Would you like another piece? They're easy to defeat. Let me just tell you, science has to prove something. When I say prove it, I mean show proof. You can make a comment that I believe that if you take the shorter sides of a triangle, you know, a parallel triangle, You know what I'm talking about, with the 90-degree angle. If you take the shorter sides, I can tell you the length of the longer sides. Right? The Pythagorean theorem? Or Pythagorean theorem? Pythagorean. I'm thinking of Paganini and Pythagoras. The Pythagorean theorem. A squared, square root of A squared plus B squared equals C. Okay? That's the Pythagorean theorem. So you can take that and... It's a proof. You'll know the side of C. You'll know the longer side if you take the square root of A squared plus B squared. You can find C. Proof. And he even if you did it, if you went, it's interesting how it always works out that way, you still, Pythagoras still had to show proof. It's the quadratic equation. I'm not going to get all mathematical on you guys, but it's proven. That's how you solve for complex polynomials, the quadratic equation. Physics is proven. We know that, something falling to Earth falls at 9.8, meters per second per second. But it had to be proven. You can recognize and go, that seems like it's that speed. But somebody had to go, nope, I'm not going to say it seems that way. We got to prove it. That is the force of gravity. Because if you don't prove it, then if it's off by just a little bit, guess what? You can't send stuff into space and get it back. There's a certain angle you got to come in, a window of an angle, and all kinds of stuff. The physics must be there. For Democrats, nope. Nothing left to say about global climate change or Wu flu, for example, is proven. It is speculation by people that we're supposed to believe are smart. People that call themselves experts, that are deemed experts. By whom? By people who think of themselves as intelligentsia. They think of themselves as being smarter than you or I, when in fact they are not. They're dumber, and they make themselves smarter because they say, let's give ourselves degrees from these heralded institutions, but they water those down. They give themselves those things that, yes, are there people at the Ivies that are amazingly smart? Sure, but not the left. It's not the people that run it. These are the people that milk off of the reputation of others. I'm going to talk about the CDC estimates for Wu flu and all that. Plus, we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. And happy Mother's Day. I didn't say that earlier, but happy Mother's Day. Obviously, we don't broadcast on Sundays. You're just getting a repeat if you're hearing the show. But happy Mother's Day, mothers, conservative mothers. And happy cisgender, binary, chest-feeding day for the leftists. Chest-feeders day. The so-called mothers. Anyway, we'll be back soon. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
First tonight, new details from a document produced by Chinese military scientists where they discuss weaponizing SARS coronaviruses 5 years before the pandemic hit. The book was written by People's Liberation Army scientists and senior Chinese public health officials back in 2015. It describes SARS coronaviruses as heralding, and I quote, a new era of genetic weapons. It says they can be artificially manipulated into an emerging human disease virus, weaponized and unleashed in a way never seen before. One of the authors of this book is the former deputy director of China's Bureau of Epidemic Prevention, Li Feng, and the editor-in-chief of the paper, Zhu Dezhong, was the leader of the SARS Epidemic Analysis Expert Group under the Chinese Ministry of Health. He reported to the top leadership of the Chinese Military Commission and the Health Ministry during the 2003 SARS crisis. He briefed them 24 times. He also prepared three reports for the General Office of the Communist Party's Central Committee and the General Office of the State Council. He gave two big interviews on Chinese state TV and appeared in 6 news articles. He was responsible for 16 national and military command topics. Now, just to be clear, before I go on and bring you new information from this document, while intelligence agencies suspect, and they've been investigating this since early last year, that COVID-19 may be the result of an accidental leak from a Wuhan lab, there's no suggestion it was an intentional release. The significance of this paper is that it offers a rare insight into how senior scientists at one of the PLA's most prominent military universities, where high levels of defense research are conducted, were thinking about biological research.
You want science? I'll give you science. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. SARS. That's what the coronavirus, a.k.a. the Wu flu strain, is based on. They were talking about this 5 years before, talking about weaponizing SARS. You think that governments like China are going to follow any particular rules when it comes to furthering their interest? Now, we've got laws against this kind of thing. You think they're going to follow them? I want you to understand, the Democrats are in cahoots with the Chinese in this project. Bill Gates is in cahoots with them. Why? Because Bill Gates is one of these guys. And so is one of his top key right-hand men at the time. He's made so much money now, he's just privately doing this. But they believe in population control. They believe that the world can get overpopulated, it will eat up resources, and it's going to make it, you know, not good for everybody else. So they want to map out the future of mankind. And they're smart enough. They're the intelligentsia. They're the ones who can do it. And because this big experiment, this human lab rat, I don't know whether this disease leaked out of the Wuhan lab or it was released out of the Wuhan lab. But here's what we do know. The Chinese were looking at weaponizing a disease, a genetic weapon that can alter your DNA, artificially manipulate. I told you guys, Hollywood picked up on it many times. There's multiple films about it, but the one I talk about often is The Bourne Legacy, because they can tweak the genome to the point of make these superhumans. People that can run faster, run longer, jump higher, etc., who they can increase the intelligence of people. What do you think is going to happen when the Chinese figure out that they can manipulate the mind, the genome, and create a super race of thinkers, a super race of athletes, etc., and God forbid they put them together? What do you think is going to happen? Well, the body always evolves. I mean, nature has a way of taking itself over. But I want you to just think about somebody who, you know, you're out there running hard, you're working hard, you've got the genetics you were born with, and somebody tweaks the genetics of children, a generation of kids, and suddenly Usain Bolt's record for the 100 looks like nothing. Guys are running 100 meters in, you know, 8 seconds. Things like this. Forget steroids. But I want you to understand what the human body is supposedly capable of and what that's going to do. God made the human body and said, here's what, you know, let it evolve naturally. Now, man takes over and says, I'm going to do it. I just want you to understand, you're going to see the biggest set of freaks, manipulated freaks, because they're already starting to experiment. If you don't think China is already looking at how they can have the next generation of super athletes or super thinkers, you must be out of your mind. And if you think that they don't know how to turn your bits on and off with the manipulation they're doing, go watch The Bourne Legacy. I know I talk about it a lot, but I'm telling you, Hollywood is not ingenious. They don't have any original ideas. Somebody came to them who understood virology and said, what if the CIA were working on secret programs like this? Do you think our CIA isn't working on this? Do you think the Chinese figured this out themselves? They stole it. And they said, we're going to work on this. And Fauci sent them millions of dollars to work on it once they figured out, okay, it's stolen, the cat's out of the bag. Let's go ahead and see, you know, if we can work together on it. And if you haven't seen working together on it, you're not paying attention. China unleashes a virus that kills a bunch of people. And instead of holding them responsible, we say you can't even call it Wu flu or China virus. There's no recompense coming from them. They're not paying us back. Then the Democrats use that thing to wreck our economy and steal trillions of dollars. And who knows where the money's gone. And that's the story. Hollywood ending for them. Not for us. Anyway, that was an Aussie TV report on this. And I like at the end where they says, we are not saying that they intentionally did this because they don't want to get kicked off of YouTube. Man, I don't know either. It's a good disclaimer, but it isn't exonerating the Chinese from what they're doing. I would ask you these questions, folks. Do you believe that there are nations out there who are looking to manipulate what they can do to the population? And do you believe that with all the knowledge, the supercomputers, the mapping of the human genome, the level of specificity you can now apply? I mean, think about how long it took to map the genome. Now you've got it mapped. Now you can apply all your training, all your focus to what do I do if I manipulate this? They take rats and other animals and they start manipulating the genome. What do you think that's going to lead to? If I forget the arms race for nuclear power, I would be looking at making the smartest, most gifted physical human beings on the planet and see what comes out of that. And if there's a government that's set up to do that better than anybody, it's the PRC, the People's Republic of China. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A criminal gang believed to be based in Eastern Europe is responsible for the hack that led to the shutdown of the main pipeline supplying gasoline and diesel fuel to the eastern United States. That's according to the FBI. The organization known as DarkSide is a relatively new hacking group that Western security researchers say is likely based in Eastern Europe, possibly in Russia. Deputy National Security Advisor Elizabeth Randall telling reporters the company is assessing when it's safe to bring the pipeline back online. As far as if they should pay the hackers ransom, she says,
Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
A barrage of rockets are being fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. Israeli Defense Forces saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Palestinian terrorists. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Many employees are saying they're having a hard time finding workers because unemployment benefits pay more than working. To which President Biden says,
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday, since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
A county in Utah is not happy with one of its senators.
Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The resolution to censure Romney was passed 116-97. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot of bad news happening in the world that we don't get to every day, sadly, because we don't have enough time. It's just, it's rapid fire coming from the left. Rapid fire the lies. I call it the science of lies. When leftists talk to you about science, you should just hear a lie. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to get to some other stories, but I want to finish up with this Wu Flu scam. Talking about the CDC. Here's what they said. Estimating the number of individual flu cases in the United States is very challenging. Because many people with flu don't seek medical care, and only a small number of those who do seek care are tested. Many people who are hospitalized or die from flu-related causes are tested and reported, but underreporting of hospitalizations and deaths occur as well. For this reason, CDC monitors influenza activity levels and trends virus characteristics through a national surveillance system and uses statistical modeling to estimate the burden of flu illness, including hospitalizations and deaths in the United States. When the 2009 H1N1 flu outbreak began in 2009, the CDC began tracking and reporting the number of laboratory-confirmed H1N1 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, as reported by states. These initial case counts, which were discounted on July 24th, I'm sorry, discontinued, 2009, and subsequent ongoing lab-confirmed reports of hospitalizations and deaths are thought to represent a significant undercount of the actual number of H1N1 flu cases. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because this occurred during the time of Obama. And they fudged the statistics for affirmative action baby Black Jesus because, you know, they couldn't let it be known that he was letting an outbreak happen in the United States. If they had given you the hoopla of Wu Flu during the time of H1N1, it would have been five times larger. Many, many more people died of H1N1 that were reported. The flu statistics, they don't know. It's a guess, and it's not even scientific in the scientific sense. It is a flat-out guess. They talk about modeling and all this other stuff. They have no better idea of the number of people who died than if they took a dartboard and threw it at a map. A map of numbers. So, that's what bugs me about all of this is that, and I want you to stop hearing science and expert when they say those things to you. There's nothing scientific about it.
There's nothing expert about it. It's bureaucrats manipulating you one way or the other, and it depends on who's in power. It depends on the politics. That's how sick leftists are in this country. They don't care about you. They don't care about your, are you really going to catch something and die? They care about getting your money and maintaining their power, and they've done an amazing job of it. We have the most manipulative, conniving people on the planet. If you look, I have experienced graft and greed and all kinds of stuff in countries all around the world. I have seen nothing that comes close to the level of American society and graft and greed and corruption. I remember dealing in Africa and paying off, you know, a couple of dollars here in America, and $5 to $10 here when you went up there, and $100, whatever, even a few thousand dollars when you'd get to the highest level of people that you needed to pay off for different things when you do business over there. And I remember thinking, holy cow, man, at every level, it's so corrupt. You know, from the guy who wants a buck to give you this information to the guy that wants $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, all the way up the food chain. But then it dawned on me. The culture is, we're not paying you jack, so when you get the chance to manipulate, you better take advantage of it. And you know it, though. You know when you go talk to this guy, they tell you. Now, when you talk to him, you must have this much money. He will not deal with you unless you do this. Then he says, okay, I've given you my approval, but you must go to here. And he will want this. You know, they tell you. You know the game. In America, they don't tell you. They just get it. It's wink, wink, nod, nod. You know, well, you can, you know, I don't know. You know, it's going to be tough to get that. And it's not thousands. It's not millions. It's billions now. But they give away. And sadly, for chump change, what I came to the conclusion is that America is just as corrupt, but on an exponential level. In other words, it isn't a dollar to get something done. It's $1,000 to get something done. It's $10,000 to get something done. It's $100,000. But guess what? Donate $1 million to a political campaign and watch the doors that will be open for you. It's insane. Now, you make a deal with the devil because they're going to start coming after you. But that's how stuff gets done. When you have enough money and you can throw it around like that, and as they said in Hannibal Lecter, he doesn't have enough money to buy a senator, but he's got enough to rent them from time to time. That's what we're dealing with. And so it doesn't matter. The real problems that face us are not global climate change. They're not this pandemic. This scamdemic is a made-up thing from the Chinese. And the biggest thing we should be concerned about is, are we weaponizing back against them? Are we saying to the Chinese, you introduce Wu flu to us, we're going to introduce AmeriFlu to you, and we're going to kill more people than you'll kill. I pray to God our people in America are working on virulent strains of something that says, you do this again and we will ruin you. Because that's what this is about. It's not but instead, our bureaucrats are using the Chinese to rip us off, not to fight back against them. If we were really waging a battle, we would say to China, you do something like this and we're going to ruin your economy. We're going to stop you from doing business with us. And then we're going to start fighting back in the same fashion. The same way that we dealt with Russia where, oh, you want to build some nukes? We'll build some nukes too. We're going to shut down your economy and we're going to be prepared to bomb you out of existence. Well, we better be ready to do this at the cyber level and at the medical level, the human genome level. Because I'm going to tell you something. The next round of things that come to us through the Chinese are scary. If they get away with this little test of what they could do to us, I don't want to know what they do next. These are the questions and these are the things that we should be bringing up. See, that's worse. It's one thing that you say, oh, my kids, my money's going to get watered down, whatever, I leave them. That's one thing. But for them to be able to wipe out your existence, to change who you are as a person through your DNA, etc., the ramifications of that. Think Star Wars and all the remember the bar scene where they got Jabba the Hutt and all the crazy people? Let me tell you, That's what the future really looks like when you can manipulate to that level. And I know you're thinking futuristic, man. There ain't going to be frog-looking creatures and people with four eyeballs and multiple breasts and all that. What was it, that movie, Total Recall? You remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger lands at some place on Mars and there's all these freaks? That's what you're going to have, all these freaks. And we're doing nothing about it. It's shocking to me. Oh, my gosh. Do we have time? I guess we can say. Well, you know, we better stay on this because I don't think we're going to have enough time to talk about Chicago when we get back. But I just find this insane that I just read you the CDC stuff on H1N1. If I were to read you the CDC stuff on the Wu flu, it isn't very much different except everybody just readily accepts the numbers. And I find that very strange that we just readily accept these numbers. Oh, you know what? We should have talked about this Afghan bombing that occurred because I want to go into Chicago too. But there was a bombing in Afghanistan. Do we have the clip? Yeah, let's just play that.
At least 30 people have been killed and more than 50 injured in Afghanistan in an explosion outside a secondary school in the capital, Kabul. Many of those who died were schoolgirls who had just finished class and were streaming out of the gates at the time of the attack. Sukunda Kamali's report contains some distressing images.
Panic, fear and bloodshed outside the school gates. The explosions took place just as students were making their way home. Many of those killed, girls and young women. Inside a hospital, relatives search body by body for their loved ones. Whilst outside, a desperate wait for news. Oh my God, this woman cries. Two of my daughters were studying there. One of them is injured. The other is missing. The Islamic State group is likely to be behind the bombing. Although less powerful in Afghanistan than the Taliban, their attacks here are typically even more brutal, and they repeatedly targeted this community, Afghanistan's Shia Hazara minority. Violence has been flaring across the country, with the Taliban stepping up assaults on the Afghan government, whilst US and international troops begin a final withdrawal. In this latest atrocity, so many lives cut far too short.
A little bit to touch on. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So an Afghan bombing happened, killed dozens of young schoolgirls. As a report said when we left in the last segment, panic, fear, and bloodshed. They bombed these girls as they were flooding out of their school. Of course, the ISIS or somebody took credit for it, some crazy Muslim group. Why? Because they don't want women to get educated. If this happened on Donald Trump's watch, it would be massive news. You know, he's losing the war on terror, blah, blah, blah. It's a direct, I credit these deaths to Joe Biden. We're pulling out of Afghanistan, and here's when we're doing it. So now these different radical groups are going to take over again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We're covering a lot of different things in different ways because it all ties together. The spoke, the hub, rather, of all these different spokes all lead back to a hub of leftism, a hub of craziness, insanity. Yeah, should we pull out of Afghanistan and let them deal with their own problems? Yeah, I think we should. And I know it's a cruel world out there, but you need to see that cruelty in order to see the greatness of America, for example. And I'm sure other countries feel great in their own ways. But I think America shows as a beacon of how jacked up your country is. When we're out here fighting, we're free and we get to espouse our real things. I mean, look at the Muslim situation that's going on all around the world. We know what the stated goal of Islam is. And all around the world, they're infiltrating every country, being embraced. You can't talk about them. You can't talk about the religion. You can go to jail for talking about the Muslim religion of Islam in many countries, not a few. And I'm not talking about in Middle Eastern countries. I'm talking about in Europe. We got more to talk about because we have bigger issues here in the States. But I wanted to just show you that, you know, whether we're talking about the Wu flu and the lies of the science there, whether we're talking about Islam and the lies of what's going on there, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. What you're confronted with leftism is nothing but lies. Stateside, we've got a massive problem. And I want to play a clip that came from a thing in Chicago, but it's mothers who are lamenting what's happening. And I'm going to give you some more bad news over the weekend for Chicago. And you know what it is. It's the typical report of who got killed, who got shot. And I remind you, as you hear these women lamenting and crying and so on, I remind you, Chicago is the 71st most dangerous city in this country. I just talked about an Afghan bombing that killed dozens of girls. Those bombings don't happen very often. I feel for those families and those little girls who died over senseless violence. Well, let me tell you, every single day, same thing happens in America, little by little. As you listen to these moms, check out what they blame for the violence. Here's the clip.
Sunday, mothers across the world will be celebrating with their loved ones. But for these Chicago moms, that is but a luxury.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and most of the families that are here have lost a loved one, a child, a family member from gun violence.
Gathered near Buckingham Fountain, these mothers who suffered unbelievable loss pled with the public to let their losses be the last.
This is a group that no one wants to be a part of.
And we're here to tell you that please put the guns down. Last month, Chicago police reported about 250 shootings and nearly 300 shooting in the city, both up significantly from the year before. For the mothers of those lost to gun violence, these statistics are more than just numbers, but loved ones.
I should be celebrating Mother's Day with my older children. If I had to sit here and stop for my son, this right here should not be the norm.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Mothers crying over the death of their children. If we could just save one life, right? Yet, day after day, week after week, month after month, you can set it like your watch. You know for a fact there will be killings in major cities and nothing will be done about it. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Gun violence, right? Put the guns down. 250 shootings, 300 deaths. Did they tell you how many stabbings? They tell you how many people were just bludgeoned to death? No, it's about gun violence. It's about violence. Violence. You think Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago really cares about these mothers who are missing their children? They don't get to celebrate Mother's Day the way you do. I want you to understand the number of women who on Mother's Day in these major cities, Mother's Day is a tragedy. They don't look at it as a celebration. They look at it as a memory of a kid that was killed. Mothers are not supposed to bury their children. But it's happening every day. Meanwhile, what are we talking about? The existential threat of global climate change. We're talking about Wu Flu when more kids and more people are going to die. I'm talking about something that really impacts the human condition every single day of this violence than Wu Flu. I know what they're telling you, but it's not the case. I know what they're telling you about the numbers of Wu Flu. It's not the case. Let me ask you this. A mother loses her 80-year-old 80-year-old mom, 83-year-old mother, to the Wu Flu, or she loses her 16-year-old son. Which one do you think matters? I don't mean it in a... I'm not saying that she doesn't love both of them. She does. But what's expected? What are we used to? We are used to the idea of burying our parents. We're used to that. It's a very unusual thing for a parent to have to bury their child. Now, let me talk about the racism of that, okay? The racism of that is that far too many blacks and Hispanics bury their children. I'm not saying that death doesn't come to white folks. It comes to the rich. I'm not saying people don't lose their kids, but it is an anomaly. It's not usually the thing that happens. And that's why we take it. It's such a big deal to us. When Debbie Lee, one of my friends, lost Mark, the first Navy SEAL killed in combat in the Gulf War stuff, or one of these Middle Eastern things, it's a big deal. She's not supposed to lose her son, and I've seen Debbie speak about this many, many times, and it's a tragic thing. Her son chose to put himself in harm's way, but still, we feel for these. So these are the real issues that are plaguing America, and I want you to understand, nothing is being done about it. Trillions of dollars are spent on a scam of Wu Flu. Do you think that it's a solvable problem to at least decrease crime in these neighborhoods? Is it a possibility? Could you come up with anything? I'll help you out. Increase police presence. Oh, wait a minute. We can't do that. We want to defund them. Maybe we should put in cameras all over. Oh, well, that's Kevin. That's going to be a violation of their rights. But we can put them on police, right? But you get what I'm saying? Everything is counterintuitive to solving a problem, and Democrats reject it on the idea that it's going to violate somebody's rights. It's violating the rights of a criminal for you to put cameras up, or for, you know, police not to have a cam or whatever, or for police to even be in the neighborhood, because God forbid they actually stop the crimes in these neighborhoods, and I could go on. It's counterintuitive. Always has been, always will be. That's what leftism is. But we got to go, and now our focus is on how many people are dying in India over the Wu Flu. They cover up the number of people who died under Obama's watch of H1N1. They fix those numbers so nothing happens because they don't want to start the narrative. And I can go on. This is horrible, horrible. A way for a government, various governments, to behave towards its citizens, where it just blatantly lies. And meanwhile, I don't know if you know this, they said 7 people were killed this weekend in Chicago. Dozens shot. Another normal weekend. The earliest fatality was a 31-year-old man shot on Friday night on the west side, standing in a gangway between two buildings when someone fired shots at him. Multiple gunshots to the body. He was a brother. I don't need to tell you that. 23-year-old man was fatally shot on the west side by 10:25 p.m. A 13-year-old boy was fatally shot Saturday in Humboldt Park on the northwest side. I could go on. Tragedies all. Ask yourself if you think that the Democrats really care about what's happening. Well, I don't think they do. In fact, I know they don't.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.